Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. Thank you once again for tuning in. Most of us wake up every day and we start our routine. What is it for you? You wake up, you brush your teeth quickly, maybe unconsciously, grab some coffee. If you have children, you're dealing with the 5,000 things it takes to get them out of the house, fed, clothed, grabbing their backpacks, their shoes. If you live in a cold environment, getting coats and hats and gloves. If you have a high-pressure job, it's just about getting out of the house on time, getting to work early enough to get what you need to get done. Most of us are so busy in our lives that we just move from thing to thing and we just try to cope with each thing as it's happening as best as we can. Have you ever thought about the moments in between all the busyness? So what I mean by that is between actions, between running from your bed, the alarm clock going off, to brushing your teeth, to whatever the routine is in your morning, between the conversations you have with your loved ones, getting out of the house, jumping in your car, or getting to the train, or whatever form of transportation you take to commute. What is going on between those moments? Do you notice the silence, the pause, the stillness? And I know for most of us that between those moments of interaction, there's a lot of thoughts. The thoughts are going through our head, the lists that we have, the amount of tasks, the conversations that we're preparing for in our day. But what's between even that? Do you ever notice any calm, stillness, contentment? The goal of having a life of authenticity is capturing those moments in between, that stillness, that quiet, that moment where you're between thoughts, where you're between action, and you're just being, you're just yourself in the world. There's a stillness. For most of us, those still points aren't happening very often. They're happening once in a while, or if we actually pause, there's so much anxiety from being so busy that when we pause, we feel nothing but the, you know, tightness in our chest, the head pounding in our heads, the tension in our shoulders. And that sense is so overwhelming that we don't want to stop, right? Because if you actually stop to feel what is going on in your body between the moments of busyness and list making and thoughts, it feels like it might consume you. But what if that's not the case? What if it's not going to consume you? What if it is just simply that you're so overprogrammed, that's your body telling you, you need a vacation. You need more balance in your life. And look, I have a problem with the word balance because I do believe for each of us that that is a very different definition. Some of us, our balance looks like extreme amounts of activity. And for others, it's a lot less. But forgetting that conversation, if you're checking in with yourself between those moments and the stillness isn't there, it's just anxiety, fear, overwhelm, stress. It's a sign. It's not a problem. It's your body's intelligence telling you that you have gotten yourself into a place in your life where you need to start making some changes. And of course, you know this, right? You probably talk about it, that you're so stressed and tired and overwhelmed, but you're not sure how to make those changes. What should I do? Right? And maybe it's changing your schedule. Maybe it's taking on one less project. Maybe think about what those changes might be. So even the idea of taking the time to think about what you might need to do to create more stillness in your life feels overwhelming because it's one more task. If that's where you find yourself, I just want to say that that is what I work on with all of my clients. Most of them come to me in some state of being what I, as I've just explained. But it doesn't need to be like that. That is not the goal of life, right? We don't want to be on the hustle so much and so busy that we have programmed ourselves into so many successes and so much ambition towards a life that is filled with family, friends, hobbies, work, travel, that we are no longer enjoying our life. We have become the victims of our own ambition. We feel stressed and anxious from what we have chosen, and this is the key idea, chosen to fill up our time with. If you find yourself in that position, coaching is a really great choice for you. And I'm not saying this to call me specifically because, you know, my practice is close to full most of the time, although I'd love to talk to you. But you should really work with somebody to figure out, how do you create the life that works for you? How do you find the balance in your life that is truly balanced for you, so that in between those thoughts, in between those activities, you can find stillness? I've started calling this place the chaos continuum. I'm going to talk a lot more about that in the upcoming weeks, but it's this place that we find ourselves where we have no stillness. We've lost connection to that still point, that place that is within us that is calm and clear, the place that you find when you go for a walk or you sit on the beach and watch a sunset on a vacation, and our life is completely filled with moments of chaos, overwhelm, stress, anxiety, fears. Of course, life is busy. Of course, life can be challenging. But what if in all of those challenges, in all of that overwhelm, you could also feel okay? You wouldn't have to feel the anxiety, stress, chaos, and overwhelm. That's what I am completely fixated on. How do we live our life? How do we live in the world that is constantly throwing curveballs, complicated, chaotic, and still have that connection to our deepest self? Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be talking a lot more about this. This is the beginning of several podcasts on this topic. And once again, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Hey, before you go, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever considered coaching? If you have no idea what coaching is, no worries. It's basically like a personalized workout program, but instead of doing 100 squats and a million sit-ups, you're working out your mind, your well-being, and your emotions. Coaching is about setting goals and taking action to create a life that's meaningful to you. As we navigate through life and ask ourselves the tough questions, what do I want? What makes me happy? How do I build a life that works for me? Just like we talk about on the podcast, how do I have success, but have success that's authentic and meaningful? In part, the tactics play a huge role. Setting goals, having priorities that make sense, and making sure you're organized with your lists. After running a company for 15 years, I help my clients with that all the time. But coaching takes it even further. We remove all that stuff, all those mental obstacles that get in your way when you're trying to make those tough life choices. If that sounds interesting to you, come on over to lauraco.com, click on the contact form and send me a note, or at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see a button where you can click and set up a call with me. Just like that, it's free. We'll chat, we'll find out what's going on, and see if it makes sense for me to help you out. No strings attached. I hope to hear from you. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I really value each and every one of you.